It is mostly cloudy and cool on this final day of September. We're just about to turn the calendar to October, and we're definitely ending this month on a chilly note. And for some of us, a damp note as well, and we've had some showers, especially in areas south and west of the capital region. And the combination of the cool air, the breezes, and the moisture in the air where it's raining really does make it feel quite chilly on this Friday afternoon. So moving ahead, we continue with the chance for showers pretty much right through the weekend, even into Monday. It's all being driven by an upper-level area of low pressure. It's a slow-moving storm that we call a cutoff, which basically means that it's outside of the main flow of storms, so it just kind of sits for a while, and it's been sitting to our west for several days. We combine that with a storm that is tracking south of Long Island, and that is helping to enhance the rainfall across portions of our area this afternoon. And those shower chances will continue moving into tonight. The most likely area for rain will be south and west of the capital region, but all areas have the chance to see some wet weather at times. And moving into the day tomorrow, pretty much the same old story, with plenty of clouds and that chance for showers or even some periods of rain as we go through the day. By Sunday, it warms up a little bit, but we still have the chance to see scattered showers at times with mainly cloudy skies. And it looks like finally on Monday, as this upper level low finally breaks down and gets pushed off to the east, it'll actually move through our area. We'll still have the chance to see some scattered showers at times. So even though it is the weekend, we definitely do need the rain. So let's hope that we all get at least some rainfall here over the next couple of days. Now, we head to the tropics and we look at Matthew, which became a major hurricane this morning. The storm is passing to the northwest of the ABC Islands right now. It is going to continue on a trek to the west and west-southwest for about another day. Then the storm is expected to make a turn to the north, likely moving near Jamaica early next week. That north forecast continues to near Cuba on Tuesday and the Bahamas by Wednesday. Beyond that, of course, there's a large range of possibilities in terms of track intensity and timing with the storm. Some of the computer models do bring that storm up the East Coast, so it is something that will need to be monitored, though that solution obviously is not set in stone at this time. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high 56 to 64. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high 56 to 64. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with periods of rain likely, breezy, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain, breezy, high 56 to 62. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, low 48 to 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, high 56 to 62. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, highs in the 60s. And on Monday, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.